All right. Welcome back. We're continuing the very first episode of The Grand Cast.
Grand Cast.
Completed the interview portion.
Interview.
And now we're moving on to a segment called Read Me NPR.
Read Me NPR.
So I have an excerpt of an NPR episode here, and I would like for you to read that to me in the style of an NPR broadcaster. So you probably want to get nice and close to the microphone. And
President Obama awarded outgoing Vice President Biden the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Thursday afternoon, calling the former longtime Delaware senator the best vice president America's ever had. And a lion of American history, Obama gave his White House partner the surprise award in an emotional ceremony, initially billed as a farewell. After extolling the job that Biden has done, Obama ended it with unexpected news that he was giving the vice president the nation's highest civilian honor, with distinction, a designation most recently given to President Ronald Reagan, Pope John Paul II, and General Colin Powell. To know John Biden is to know love without pretense, service without self-regard, and to live life fully, Obama said. Overcome with tears and completely caught off guard by the award, Biden praised the president as remarkable man who did remarkable things for this country, who had truly treated him like an equal partner in governance. This honor is not only well-deserved, but it's a reflection of the generosity of your spirit, Biden told Obama. I don't deserve this, but I know it came from the president's heart. The two have enjoyed an unusually close working relationship over the past 8 years, and Obama has himself even joked at the outset of the ceremony that this also gives the internet one last chance to talk about our bromance.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.
This has been Chris NPR. Ooh. His name's Chris N.
I like that. It's copyrighted now. Probably shouldn't discuss copyright after we just read a copyrighted article. Not sure about the legality of any of that.
Come at us.
Fair use?
Yeah, fair use.
Fair use. All right. This next segment is word association.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So I have a series of words that I will say out loud in your direction. And you'll respond with the word that immediately, maybe not immediately, but first is associated in your brain to the word I said.
Sure.
I'm not good at explaining games like this, but our viewing audience will understand.
I trust they will.
All right. And initially, I was debating whether this should be like a back and forth thing where I say a word and then you say a word and then I say a word. But that wouldn't really leave any room for discussion of the response. So maybe you want to do like half.
Sure.
And then switch.
Yeah. Try it out the way you think makes sense.
I don't know. But this is an experimental podcast. So we'll try different things. Let's do half, and then we'll try the other way. See what happens. Apple.
Bravo.
Okay. Banana.
Charlie.
Cotton.
The touch, the feel.
Decision.
Point. These shouldn't be in alphabetical order.
I did one for...
That makes sense.
Almost every letter.
Just my first thing was to respond with the phonetic alphabet, and I was worried it was just going to keep going that way, and you're going to get frustrated with me.
I would have been fine with that. We would have gotten... Well, kilo is actually the K word, so...
Kilo, kilo.
Oh. Eager.
Beaver.
Fudge.
Sickle.
That's a trigger for me. When I was young, we went to the roller skating rink on 28th Street.
All right.
I think it's got bought or sold or...
It's probably a Chinese buffet now.
Yeah, but the one, there's like a B-dubs right there. And I got a fudgesicle. And Lord knows how long that fudgesicle had been in the freezer.
Sure.
It was quite freezer burned and had like the ice frost on the outside. And it was like sticky. And it was so cold that it stuck to my tongue. And I pulled off like the top surface of my tongue.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It was very unpleasant, but it was a fudgesicle, so I continued to try to eat it, further eroding the surface of my tongue, which I regretted for days, and I won't touch a fudgesicle.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
That fudgesicle taught you something.
Fuck fudgesicles. Not,
I was going to say, literally, restraint.
But no. That took me a lot. Trials. Grand.
Rapids.
Yes, but it's the first episode, so all right.
Build an audience first.
Yeah. Air.
Peace.
Inner.
Dialogue.
Juice.
O.J. Simpson.
Kilo.
Kilo.
I feel like that seed was already planted. All right. That's about half. I don't know how many letters are in the alphabet.
There's 26.
Still?
Still.
Hmm. I thought we would have gone from that. Yes. Let's try the back and forth now. And I don't know if this will work for a whole list, but...
Sure.
Let's see what happens. Try it out. Lunch.
Pale.
Skin.
Craft.
Mine.
Craft.
Creeper.
Creepies.
Todd from the Wedding Crasher movie.
Owen Wilson.
In Small.
John Favreau.
Iron Man.
Iron Man 2.
Shit.
Kicker.
Soccer.
T.
Golf.
Volkswagen.
Missions.
California.
Weed.
Uh, 420, dude.
All right. That's pretty good. Do you want to try it with a different starting word to see?
I'd love to.
How that alters our course. Mint.
Condition.
Shampoo.
Champoodle.
Golden doodle.
Retriever.
Labrador.
Lassie.
Black and white.
F troop.
I have no clue what that is.
So F troop was a comedy about I grew up watching Nick at Night, and I love Get Smart. You probably know Get Smart.
Oh yeah.
So F troop was played in the same hour block as Get Smart, and F troop was a screwball comedy about people who were in the army in what must have been, I don't know what era it was supposed to be, but they were in forts out west, and they were always afraid of the Indians coming in. Mm. And so it was like a military, I think it's famous for having old Jewish comedians play Native Americans. It's a weird show.
Yeah. Like Nick at Night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is that what the A-Team was based off of?
Not at all.
Oh. Hmm. No.
Thank you.
Please.
And carrots.
Open.
Shut.
Up.
Chuck.
Arf.
Do you remember, you can't do that on television?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there the character whose name was his name Barf? And he was, like, the adult? Maybe he was a janitor or something?
Huh.
That's what that made me think
was
of.
It, what was the name of the dog in Spaceballs?
You got me.
I kind of feel like that was something like Bark or Barf. Or... That's a great movie. I haven't seen that. And...
Ralph?
Ralph, maybe?
Maybe.
Was that John Candy?
Yeah, definitely.
Rick Moranis.
He was the Darth Vader character. I haven't seen the new Star Wars movie. Is that appalling? Yeah, I tried to go the other day, but the timing didn't work out.
I was hoping you would have told me this before we started.
We could have just talked about that. We could have just talked about not spoiling that movie.
No, I would have canceled the whole night.
Ooh.
If you haven't seen Star Wars, that's a deal breaker for me.
You know, I don't know how to work the software to make this interview stop. Only you do.
I'm just going to walk away. And enjoy a Voodoo Ranger IPA from New Belgium Brewery, an employee-owned brewery in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's nice. I got that as a Christmas gift. Very enjoyable. All right. Word association has ended with...
Word association complete.
I'm going to clip that and use that as the intro to... Oh, the outro, I guess. For that segment.
Do you want a quick word association engage for the beginning?
Word association engage.
Thank you. All right. I think it's time to move on to Who the Fuck is Johnny?
Who the Fuck is Johnny?
I've been looking forward to this.
I'm excited for this. I hope I do it justice.
Me too. George Lucas is already disappointed. So.
Oh no. That's exactly what I didn't want.
Yeah. Rogue One? Star Wars? What? Are you... It's been out for like a month?
Look, any movie I want to see in a theater that my girlfriend doesn't want to go to, I need to be strategic about.
I went by myself to see that.
You didn't call me. I probably would have been busy. You don't feel bad about not calling me. I've had trouble carving out 3 hours.
3 hours? Is it that long?
I mean, if you're gonna drive there and drive back, you basically have to plan for 3 hours.
Yeah. But you saw Nocturnal Animals.
I did, but Brittany watched that with me.
Okay.
And I just got back from Moonlight.
Oh,
which I also watched with Brittany.
How was that?
It was great. I had trouble. It was a 5:30 showing at UICA,
the Urban Institute for Contemporary Arts.
I live about 10 minutes outside of town. I got out at 5 o'clock on the dot, in the parking lot at 5, out the door. And it took me 26 minutes to get to the 44th Street exit.
Wow!
And so I did not get to the movie till about 6:05.
Missed probably the first 20 minutes.
I missed like 30 minutes, 35 minutes.
Do you feel like that might be karma for not seeing Star Wars?
I do not. Oh. I don't feel that at all. I feel like that's an absurdity. That's a ridiculous accusation. And anyone who feels that way, should probably just think about that and they'll quickly realize that that's not true.
That's an interesting perspective, and I respect your opinion even if I don't agree with it. All right, so I need to draw.
So for the viewers, for the listeners, what I'm observing is that Chris Nichols has a sheet of graph paper and a Boof branded promotional clicky pen.
Boof 2 Electric Boofaloo.
Boof 2 Electric Boofaloo.
Boofthegame.com.
Boofthegame.com. And he is drawing a... All I'm seeing right now is a rectangle. But he's... Looks like he's filling in some details here. I assume this is going to be related to the game that's about to be played. Who the fuck is John?
Johnny.
John Galt. The fuck is John Galt? No?
No.
No?
I know who he is, and I disagree with him.
Oh, okay.
I am not a Randian.
Is that what Austin Powers was asking that whole time? Are you Randy, baby? Was he asking if you're an objectivist?
Are you a passionate follower yeah. of Ayn Rand,
who is that was always my assumption.
Familiar with John Galt? I saw a bumper sticker on a car that said, "Who is John Galt?"
Sure.
And I wasn't familiar with the works of Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand. I wasn't familiar with Ayn Rand at the time.
Were you never a teenager?
I believe so.
Okay.
Why?
I think that's the appropriate time to first be exposed to these works.
I'm not what you might call educated or well-rounded, maybe.
Okay.
And Atlas Shrugged is like a thick book. Not pictures. It's like small print, too.
It is a novel. That is true.
A novel, I guess. It might
be. A novel-length work.
Someone might call it.
It's about 3 to 5 novellas is the way I'd count it.
I'm more of like a one novella kind of guy.
Sure, 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 sure. I can see that.
Yeah. Anyway, so I went on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Who is John Galt?
Sure.
There's a whoisjohngalt.com.
Why wouldn't there be?
And so I thought it might be funny to get a bumper sticker that says, "Who is Chris T?" And it would be, "Who is Chris T?" I have the .net. Which could also be interpreted, "Who is Christ.net." And then I would have a narrative about a person named Chris T, who is agnostic, but respects the morality that's taught through organized religion, even if the structure of the thing is. So it would explain the agnostic person. John Galt. But I never followed through.
That sounds like a lot of work for very little return.
I thought it might be offensive in conservative West Michigan. A lot of work, also, mostly. All right. I need to set a timer for this. And there's going to be some explanation. Siri, set a timer for 15 minutes. I was going to use an hourglass, then I'd have to pause it.
Sure.
Right there.
It's inconvenient.
Maybe next episode. I'd like to step up the production quality a bit. For the first one, getting all this organized.
About this was enough.
My schedule permitted. All right. So your primary goal in this game is to locate your partner.
Okay.
You are asleep in what feels like a bed.
Mm-hmm.
You are Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up.
I open my eyes. What do I see?
Darkness.
I feel around. Am I in a bed?
Feels like a bed. Soft, squishy. There's a sheet on top of you.
I try to pull off the sheet, throw my feet over the side of the bed.
Sheet lies crumpled beside you. Your feet rest upon the floor, sit upright, what you believe to be dead.
Is there any light? Total dark or just nighttime?
See a dim outline of light, kind of a square shape.
I approach the dim outline of light in a kind of square shape, assuming it's a door, assuming that near the entrance to the room that I'm in, there will be a light switch. I rub my hand across the wall in that area, seeking a light switch. Should I find it, I flip it.
Please roll your d20. 20. D20
12. Is a 20-sided die. 20-sided die of the 20 possibilities. I have received 12.
Better than half. So you locate a light switch. The wall on. An overhead light turns on, illuminating what appears to be a bedroom.
What do I see in the bedroom?
In the corner is a bed. Roughly 9 feet by 6 feet. That's probably too long. What size is a queen bed?
I do not know. But
you see a queen size bed. I'm just trying to
trust the dimensions of this world.
Scale on my map. I need to figure out what the scale is. Let's say 6 foot
mm-hmm.
by 4 foot.
Okay.
Probably something like a double or maybe a
doesn't queen. Sound like a queen.
Like a double.
Okay.
Then in the other corner of the room, there's a desk. Next to the bed, there's a nightstand with a lamp on it. In front of the desk, the chair. There is two doors on the wall with the light switch. They are closed. There's a rug on the floor.
All right, what am I wearing?
Underpants.
All right, I want to look for more fitting clothes. Hopefully something that, you know, is clean and makes me look like a respectable citizen.
On the chair in front of the desk, there is a pair of jeans and a black and red plaid button-down.
All right, I'd like to look in the pockets of the jeans.
Very good. In those pockets, find
and I'm just rummaging through those pockets. You I feel like there's something in there, but I don't wallet. Know what. A wallet?
Some loose cash amounting to about $17. Pocket knife and a key ring containing two keys.
Okay. I'd like to put on the pants and the plaid shirt. Please. I've rolled an 8.
Put the clothes on.
Okay, do I see some shoes? Socks and shoes I'm looking for.
Not in the room.
Okay, is there a mirror?
There's no mirror.
Okay, I open the door to what I believe to be the outside.
The left or the right door?
The one that showed me the light when the dark.
The light was from a window on the wall next to the doors.
Okay, then the one that is furthest from the window.
You open the door, and you see a hallway that extends in front of you.
Okay. I want to look for something that looks like it might be... Well, I want to first ascertain, am I in a normal American home, or am I in some sort of other structure?
It appears to be a home such as you might find in many cities in America.
All right, I'm going to look for any open door in the hallway. And I want to peek inside and try and get a sense of where I am.
There is a closed door on the right side of the hallway, about halfway down.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is a closed door on the left side of the hallway at the end of the hallway.
Which is to say there are no open doors?
There are no open doors, only closed
doors. I'll go to the nearest closed door and knock.
As you step out into the hallway, you see that the hallway extends to the left, where there is a staircase leading down. You said the door on the left?
That's right.
There's no response to the knock on the door.
I try the handle. Is it locked?
Door is not locked. It opens.
I open the door.
Door opens into a room that contains a single bed that occupies most of the space of the room. Next to the bed is a nightstand with a lamp on it.
This is another bedroom. I go to the other closed door and knock.
There's no response.
I open the door.
Door opens. It appears to be a bathroom. You see sink, the mirror above it. The left is a bathtub.
I look in the mirror.
You appear to be an average-looking Caucasian male, probably about 5'10".
Ooh. Upgrade.
No, it's average. With darker hair.
Sure.
Average build.
Okay. Do I need to shave? Is there a toothbrush that looks like it might be mine? Do I need to get cleaned up here?
There's a cup with two toothbrushes on the counter. You're not clean shaven. There's not a beard. It's a mild amount of stubble, perhaps 2 or 3 days worth.
Okay, I want to get cleaned up. So I'm gonna use the razor. I'm gonna shave. I'm gonna take my best guess. What looks like a man's toothbrush, if there's some differentiation. Or otherwise, just look at the one that's most appealing, the one that looks most new.
One is purple, one is green.
Yeah, I'm going to take the green one. I'm going to shave, I'm going to get cleaned up, I'm going to feel good. Okay? Need a roll?
Just shaving just with the razor?
Yeah.
With water, or?
I mean, I just have a little stubble, right?
Yeah, please roll for your shaving.
20. Tell me
you
how
give
I shaved.
Yourself the... best damn shave
that's goddamn right I did.
Ever happened. Face is smooth and
like a baby's
fresh
butt.
And absolutely no cuts or blemishes or rough spots.
That's right. All right, so I'm feeling good, right? I'm feeling fresh
fantastic.
And clean.
Your breath is minty and
wonderful. All right, I'm going to go back to the bedroom that I woke up in. I'm looking for some shoes. I'm going to open up the door that I assume is a closet door.
You assume correctly. It opens to a closet. There's clothing hanging from a curtain rod or a closet rod.
A closet rod, that's correct.
And in the bottom of the closet, there's a couple pairs of tennis shoes, a pair of sandals.
If I can't find any socks, I'll just put those tennis shoes on just the way they are.
There's a shelf with some socks and t-shirts.
Okay. I'm going to put on some socks. I'm going to put on some tennis shoes.
There's a variety of sock heights available. There's an anklet.
I'm going to go anklet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You put on shoes and socks.
Fantastic. Well, socks, I'm going to look for anything that's, you know, I mean, it's right outside a game. It is January in Michigan. I'm going to look for something that I might throw over, like pullover, sweatshirt, maybe a light jacket. Anything like that in there?
There's a couple of sweatshirts.
Okay, I'm going to grab a sweatshirt. I'm going to go downstairs.
All right. Please roll the d20.
19.
You manage to walk down the stairs without tripping, even though you never tied your shoes. At the base of the stairs, you see that you're in an entryway. In front of you is a door that appears to lead to the outside. As you're going down the stairs to the left, there's an opening to a living room. What appears to be a living room. You can see a bookcase on the far wall. To your right, see a closed door. And a hallway that extends backwards from where the stairs enter the floor area.
I bend down to tie my shoes.
Your shoes are now tied.
And while I'm tying, I yell out, "Hello! Hello! Is there anyone in this house?"
Your voice echoes through the home. You are greeted only with silence.
I say, "If no one's here, then I guess I'll fart on all your cushions." Anything?
You hear the wind blowing outside.
I put the cushions down and say, "I guess I really am alone." I'd like to go down the hallway back from where I came down the stairs.
At the end of the hallway, see a doorway to the left. An open doorway that goes into a kitchen. And then a doorway to the right, also open, that appears to be a dining area.
Okay, I'm going to do the typical, you know, like a college student, home on break, look through all the cupboards and refrigerator. I'm going to look for any type of non-perishable goods. Am I hungry? How do I feel?
Oh, you just woke up, so you're not, like, hunger hasn't really set in yet.
Okay.
You're still kind of not super awake. In the cupboards, you find a couple boxes of cereal, raisin bran, some granola.
Sure.
Stuff that or a mature person might eat.
Is there anything caffeinated? Is there coffee? Sounds like I need to wake up.
In one cupboard, you find a bag of fair trade organic Ethiopian dark roast coffee.
Whole bean?
It's ground.
Do I see a coffee maker? French press?
See a French press on the counter. It appears to have been used, but not cleaned.
All right. Is there a garbage disposal in the sink?
You see a light switch next to the sink.
I'm going
to
flip it.
Light above the sink turns on.
Is there anything else?
Not garbage disposal.
Okay. I'm gonna empty the basin of the French press out over a trash can.
There's a trash can, the counter.
And then I'm not even gonna bother cleaning it because I don't know what the fuck's going on. I need to get sharp. So I'm gonna throw some ground coffee into the French press. I'm gonna look for a pot, ideally a kettle, something I can boil some water in.
There is a metal kettle. There is an electric stove.
Okay. I take some water, I fill up the kettle, I plug in the electric stove, and I'm going to leave this to heat up, and I'm going to go back into the area where I came down the steps, and how long are we going?
You want to keep going?
It's up to you.
We're at like 15. I'm fine. Like, we haven't gotten super far. I didn't know how long it'd take. So, let's do another 10.
Okay.
And then that's a hard cutoff.
Okay.
Because part of this is that other people are going to hopefully listen and learn from what they've done, figure out what they need with the time limit.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go...
Siri set a reminder for 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll remind you.
I'm going to return to the staircase where I entered the downstairs, and I'm going to take a left, and I'm going to explore that area.
All right, I missed the door here. In that hallway, there was also a door area underneath where the stairs were.
Mm-hmm.
Which you just noticed as...
I go, hey, look at that door.
More. Yep, and it appears... Well, it's a solid door. You don't know where it is.
Okay, I'm going to tickle the handle.
Door is unlocked.
I open that door.
The door opens into a garage.
Garage? Is there a car in the garage?
There is a sedan, four-door sedan.
But look at that sedan!
In the garage. It's a blue, like a navy blue. Could it be any American manufacturer, really? Can't tell from the angle that you're at.
Okay, as I continue to explore, I'm going to look out for a set of keys for that car.
There's no keys sitting around.
Sure. So I'm going to continue in my original direction, past that door.
Towards the front of the house?
Sure.
Where the stairs were?
No, continuing past the stairs.
All right. In that room, there's a bookcase on the far wall.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reclining chair.
Right.
There's a floor lamp.
Kind of like a den or a living room.
I would call it a den or an office.
Mm-hmm. I survey the bookshelves. I try and get a sense. Is this a lawyer's den? Is this someone who's a sci-fi fan? Is this, a gardener? Someone of many interests? What am I seeing?
There's a variety of books on the bookshelf, primarily fiction.
Okay.
There's some nonfiction, some biographical work. There's a couple magazines.
I look at the magazines. Do they have a shipping label that says the owner's name?
Magazines appear to have been purchased from a grocery store. There are no labels.
Stand.
Or a newsstand.
All right. Is there a desk?
There's no desk. Just a bookshelf, lounge, floor lamp.
Okay.
There's also a window.
I go back towards... I look out the window.
The lawn.
What season is it?
Hard to tell because it's night, but there are leaves on the tree.
Am I tired still? Is it early in the morning or late at night?
Dark out.
I go back to the kitchen and look for a microwave with a clock on it. How's my water doing?
Water is not quite boiling, but it's starting to steam. You see a microwave. Time is 10 p.m. exactly.
Okay.
You also notice that there is a calendar on the wall.
Okay.
Date is August 5th. Oh, it says August 2005.
No worries. I didn't hear that. Okay, so it's late summer, the year 2005. Now, does it occur to me that I've experienced times that are later than 2005, or does that just seem like, I guess it's 2005?
You have no other recollection but the date might.
Okay. The calendar's in English.
In English.
I speak English. I think in English. Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't really know.
I speak and think in the same language as the calendar and any other books I've seen.
From the narrator's perspective, far all the hearing is...
Is the lawn I see, does it have green grass, or does it have native species of the Southwest? It's green. Okay, it's a green...
Well, it's really dark green because it's nighttime out.
It's nighttime,
but
sure.
It's not dark brown.
Okay, my water's not ready yet?
Your water has started to boil.
Okay, I'm going to turn off the electric stove, and I'm going to pour the water into the French press. And I'm not going to press it yet because I know it needs time. Got a 9.
Pour the water and press successfully.
Fantastic. So I'm going to go back to the garage and I want to look for a flashlight. It seems like there's a lot of interesting stuff to be learned about where I am. It's too dark.
It's dark in the garage. See a flashlight.
No light switch near the door?
There is a light switch next to the door.
I flip that switch.
The lights in the garage turn on. Some shelving in the back wall that contains cardboard boxes. Various.
I'm rummaging. I'm just rummaging. I'm looking for a light, flashlight.
Find old books.
Okay.
By a variety of lawn tools such as rakes, shovel, gloves.
Okay, I'm gonna take the gloves and put them in my back pocket.
Did that? Gloves in your back pocket.
All right.
Nothing illuminatory.
Absolutely. I am going to head back to the kitchen and I'm going to press my coffee.
Press the coffee.
Okay. Is there something like a thermos, a travel mug?
I see some coffee, ceramic coffee mugs.
Okay. I'm going to find the biggest mug I can, pour myself some coffee, take it to go. Okay, now I'm going to go to the area off the stairs that I haven't seen yet. So I'm going to go what, in my mind, is to the right rather than to the left where I saw the books. What do I see?
See a stairway downward.
Okay, is there a light switch? Is it dark?
Dark. There's a light switch.
Flip the light switch.
A light in front of you illuminates. You see that the stairway turns to the right.
I once again yell, "Hello!" Do I know my name?
Johnny. You feel as if your name is Johnny.
I say, "Here's Johnny!"
The word Johnny echoes back at you
Johnny,
hollowly
Johnny,
from...
Johnny, Johnny,
down the stairs. But in your own voice. It's not someone repeating it.
Take a big of my coffee and I say... Well, let's see what else is here.
You burn your tongue a little bit because you didn't wait for it to cool down. It was very recently boiling. Now your tongue feels slightly uncomfortable.
I accept this. So I'm walking down. I'm observing. The stairway turns to the right. What do I see?
You see at the bottom of the stairway, concrete floor. It appears to be. Basement area. From your angle on the stairs, you can't see the landing of the...
I continue on.
As you enter the basement, you look around. See that the whole basement... It's visible to you. It's a concrete floor. There's various cardboard boxes stacked around. Some have writing on them. See to the right, about 10 feet over, there's a wall, drywall. Door in that wall.
Okay.
It appears to be a storage area.
I'm going to look at the words written on the cardboard boxes, looking for anything that might be of interest.
One box says old clothing. One box says Christmas ornaments. One box says Beanie Babies. One box says Childhood Memories.
Okay, I go to the Childhood Memories box and I open it.
Within Childhood Memories box, find stuffed teddy bear.
I smell it.
Smells slightly musty. Smells a little bit like coffee. But... breath.
What else do I see?
There's a couple coloring books.
I page through them.
They appear to be mostly completed. You colored, someone colored within the lines pretty well. There's a little bit outside the lines, so you're guessing like kindergarten,
maybe
preschool
age. Yeah.
A couple of photographs. Appears to be a young boy. It appears to be parents.
Does the young boy look like he could be someone who grew up to be the man that he saw, that I saw in the mirror?
He does.
I take these and put them in my pocket.
Take the old photos and...
Mm-hmm.
All right, you now have those in your pocket.
How many do I have?
There's about three. One of them was a school... portrait, one of those like color slash backgrounds, green, wallet size.
Sure. So then I put that one in my wallet.
You put it in the photograph holder of your wallet next to photograph. that is appears to be the man that you saw in the mirror.
Oh, I have a photo of myself.
Slightly younger.
Yes.
With a woman.
A woman. This woman looks like a mother, a girlfriend, a sister, a coworker.
She appears to be roughly the same age as the man in the photograph.
Hmm.
They are kind of like side hugging, like they have their arms around each other.
Yes.
She doesn't look too genetically similar.
Sure.
And she has red hair.
Red hair.
Leading you to believe that she might be someone that you're familiar with, but not related to.
Okay. I continue to look through my wallet. Is there anything else interesting in there?
Is. Find 3 $20 bills.
Oh.
Find driver's license. And
what's the driver's license name?
It says Johnny, and then where the last name is, it's kind of scuffed. Can't really make out.
Okay.
What it said.
Date of birth?
That's going to be August 26th. 1978.
Okay.
Are you writing all that down so I can copy
your notes? Mm-hmm. I am.
Thanks, Johnny.
Anything else in the wallet?
Nothing. There's some lint.
Sure.
Find a bicentennial quarter.
Fantastic.
Pockets, wallet. There's a credit card.
What's the name of the credit card?
It says one of those like flat printed credit cards, not the raised bump ones.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Johnny, and then where the last name is printed, it's kind of scratched.
Okay.
And it expires in July of 2007. The visa from Chase Bank.
In any of my travels, have I seen a phone? A landline, a cell phone?
You have not.
Okay. Have I seen a computer?
Yes.
Where did I see a computer? I'm trying to think. Where was that computer? In the office? In the den?
Recall that.
The bedroom?
Was a something that appeared to be a laptop on the bookshelf. It was a sleeve for a laptop. I don't know what's in it.
I finish my coffee. I leave the mug right in the garage because I don't give a shit.
You're in the
basement. In the basement. And I go back up and I try and find that laptop.
Find the neoprene sleeve on the bookshelf that appears to contain might be a laptop. You open the sleeve.
Yes.
Silver laptop. Probably about an inch in thickness. It has an Apple logo
Great.
Top.
I open it up and do I have battery?
Laptop turns on.
Mm-hmm.
There is a prompt for a password.
What's the username? Show me the last username.
It's administrator. And I don't think my 10-minute timer worked. Because it popped up a different thing for a reminder.
Okay.
So I think that is our time.
All right.
For who the fuck is Johnny?
Who the fuck is Johnny? I have some notes for you.
Thank you. They'll save me having to re-listen to it multiple times and document things. How do you feel about that?
I guess there could be the opportunity for Johnny to find himself in some pretty zany situations. But right off the bat, there's nothing to push Johnny to do anything but stay in the comfort of his home. It's 10 o'clock at night. He has a warm bed. It doesn't seem like there's any danger for him. There's no reason for him to think that, you know, he's not where he should be. So I wonder if either Johnny will get a wild hair and say, I'm going to go out in the world and start mixing things up. Or if the world will say, Johnny, you can't be where you are. You need to get out in the world. You need to figure this out.
I guess time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. All right.
Is this our last segment, or is there...
Yeah, that's all I had planned, unless there's anything that you would care to discuss.
Well, I can't imagine that anyone's listening to this, but should they be, I would love to take the opportunity to plug that right now... I'm just going to talk directly to the camera. Right now, the Planned Parenthood Facebook is at 97 likes. We are 3 likes away from triple digit. Now, for those who aren't in the biz... short for business. Triple digit is when you hit 100 likes on Facebook, and it's a really big deal. So if you're watching this, maybe you're like someone in Chris's family, or maybe you mistyped when you were looking for a Twitch channel. Is this going to be a Twitch? Maybe not on Twitch, soon. Maybe on YouTube. Maybe you mistyped. Maybe the title Grandcast is a lot like an up-and-coming, you know, MMO that you're interested in. And
Cats.
The Grand Cats, yeah. You know, even if you're not from Grand Rapids, even if you're not interested in improv, even if you've seen a Planned Parenthood show and you're like, I do not like these guys, go ahead, click the like link. First time you see a notification, you can just do ignore. It's going to help us out. It's going to make us feel good. Basically, same pitch for Beer City Improv. Come to the Facebook, hit like. If you are interested in improv in Grand Rapids, you're going to see all about our shows. Sometimes we'll post a funny video. It's pretty low traffic, but we like it. It helps us know who's out there. So do it.
That's my plug. Do it. I recommend all those things. Endorse them. Thank you for being here on the very first inaugural episode of the Grand Cast. Hopefully the first of many.
You're very welcome. And thank you for having me.
We'll see you back here again soon.
Absolutely.
And thanks to Josh and Chris, especially for listening to this in the future, and anyone else who happens to stumble upon it. We'll be back next week. These should publish Sunday, probably around 5 or 6 p.m. is my goal. We'll record new ones either Friday or Saturday, depending on people's availability. If you're interested in being a guest on the Grandcast, let me know. I'm on social media things, or you probably know me in real life. So yeah, thanks for listening, watching. Have a good night, or day, or...
just have a good one, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live it up.
Whatever you're having...
hopefully savor
it's
it.
Good. All right.
in the sky, gazing far into the night. I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through. If you believe it's true, baby, won't you let the light shine through for you. Into the night, I raise my hand to the fire, but it's no use, 'cause you can't stop it from shining through. It's true, baby, let the light shine through.